Simon & Schuster Audio presents My Life, Growing Up Asian in America. Edited by CAPE, the Coalition of Asian Pacifics in Entertainment, with an introduction by Soojin Park. It was read by Jennifer Aquino, Ramon D'Ocampo, Deepti Gupta, Kamran R. Khan, Marie Liu, Michelle Myers, Sonila Nankani, Soojin Park, Sarah Su, Michelle K. Sugihara, Sukundari Swai, and Katsi Vinayfon.
Introduction. There is a Korean word, Han, that is essential to our identity. Like a lot of very culturally specific words, the definition is hard to pin down, but it is, in essence, an emotional state of being that is somewhere between deep sorrow, resentment, and anger. Many Koreans equate this emotional state to a fire that sometimes rages and sometimes quietly smolders. This internalized energy can be destructive, but at times it is from this fire that we can find the seeds of our courage. Han captures the complicated quality of where I am today in my understanding of courage, better so than the American idea, which is always the fighter, the first one into battle, or the leader of the protest. I find that version of courage to be limiting and self-defeating. By that definition, I am a coward, which I know is not true. As I write this introduction during the summer of 2021, courage has been on my mind a lot because I've been afraid so much lately. The rise in anti-Asian hate crimes that began in 2020 has made me scared for the safety of my parents and of my kids. I keep going back to the images and videos of our elders and our women especially, who have been spit on, beaten, and threatened because they are considered foreign menaces. And yet, in all the years I've been in the media, I have never seen such a public outpouring of our courage. I have never seen people share the stories of our isolation and fear in such a vocal way. And it moved me to share my own pain, something that I never imagined doing. And in this outpouring, so many of us, myself included, have found a way into courage that is as complex as our sense of who we are as Asian Americans today. When I was a teenager, courage basically meant never saying no. It meant never wanting to miss out on an opportunity and saying yes to things that felt bigger than my own small world. As a high school junior, I said yes to an offer to host a weekly teen show that aired on my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?